This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado lawmakers are reacting to reports that a Manhattan grand jury has voted to indict Donald Trump. Multiple sources close to the former president have confirmed to NPR. The former president faces charges involving payments made during the 2016 presidential campaign to silence claims of extramarital affair. Multiple Democratic lawmakers are weighing in on the charge here in Colorado, many repeating that no one is above the law. Democratic Representative Jason Crow said in a statement that today is a, quote, somber day for our nation. Congressman Crow asked Americans to have faith in the nation's judicial system and due process. On the Republican side, GOP State Party Chair Dave Williams called Trump's indictment corrupt and said it is, quote, a weaponization of the justice system. Representative Lauren Boebert called it a political witch hunt. So far, no word from GOP Representatives Ken Buck or Doug Lamborn. This is the first ever criminal case against a former U.S. president. According to NPR, the grand jury's indictment remains under seal. Crews continue to battle a grass fire in Elbert County, northeast of Colorado Springs. County officials say the blaze is burning south of Simla. The entire town is under evacuation. And fire crews are still on scene fighting an active grass fire in Park County, southwest of the Denver metro. That's prompted an air quality health advisory for smoke for southeastern Park and western Teller counties. Meanwhile, residents near Lake George are under evacuation. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning along the Front Range due to strong winds and dry conditions. In Denver, expect a windy day tomorrow with another red flag warning. This is CPR News at 6:06.